Welcome to the Beauty Bar, where we tend to beautiful people just like you. We're your hosts, Joan
and Stephanie,
and we want to make sure you're treating not just your face, but more importantly, yourself right.
Today, we'll be talking about beauty online, especially social media.
Our job.
Yes. We'll share tips for if you want an aesthetic feed, like Joan's, for example, but also talking about when filters and Photoshop go too far.
I'm very excited about this topic.
Yes.
Because there were moments, and I'm sure you as a model, you've had to do photo shoots where you didn't like the outcome of the Photoshop. Yeah?
Definitely there has been times.
We'll have to dive deeper into that. Make sure to follow and review this podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. And if you hate ads, consider becoming a member of the Dive Studios Patreon where you can access ad-free episodes.
Let's go.
What was your first Photoshop experience? Do you remember that?
I remember learning Photoshop about it, using it, but I used it not as much for beauty reasons, just like for making things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like ads.
Yeah, or like graphics. I really liked that from an early age, I guess.
Yeah.
But for Photoshop, I mean, like you just mentioned, for being a model, I have no control what the end outcome, the end product will be. And many times…
Really?
I'll just see it when it's released. And I'm like, wow, that's not my nose. And they're just liquefying my nose and it's just gone.
Like, post without even showing you beforehand?
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
That's only happened to me once.
Yeah.
And I was terrified.
Yes, it's terrifying, right?
Yeah.
When you have, I mean, now it's different. Now I do have a creative control. Mm-hmm. But before, when you're just a random model,
yeah,
they're like, just go ahead and Photoshop you without you knowing.
Mm-hmm.
What was your experience?
I remember when I was taking my, what is it? Like resume photo for Korea. And I had to go to a studio to film, like take the photo. And after taking the photo, they were like, okay, what do you want edited? And I'm like, what do you mean? And this was like 10 years ago when I was trying to apply to jobs in Korea. And the editor immediately went a shade lighter, like brighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked more slimmer. And my eyes looked bigger. And it just didn't look like me.
They do that.
Yeah, even but it's a resume photo.
When I had to get photos taken in Korea for my visa, I also went to a photo studio here. And they edit your photos.
Yeah.
They did. They edit
everything.
Yeah, exactly what you said. They made my eyes bigger and my face is like super sharp V now.
Mm-hmm.
And… it's on my driver's license too.
Really?
Like, this is not me.
Oh my gosh. You know what it sort of reminds me of? In California, there were these photo booths, like sticker photo booths where you decorate the photo. I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you mean.
It feels like I was taking one of those photos, you know, because in high school, I was obsessed with those. And those are expensive machines. I think we paid like $8 per like stickers.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't look like myself, but it was fun when you're doing it with friends. But if I'm trying to apply to a job, I want to look like me when I get interviewed instead of someone being like, that's not you. You know what
like,
I mean?
Who is that?
Exactly. So that was like my first shock with Photoshop towards myself. But with shoots, how does that go for you? Do you get to choose like where you want edited or do they just kind of… turn you into whatever they want you to be.
Now it's a little bit different working in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have the final say.
Mm-hmm.
But here they do fix some blemishes.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like they don't fix anything, any features of my face.
Okay,
which
that's good.
I appreciate. I'm like, yeah, please take off that pimple. Uh-huh. I'm totally fine with that. But don't change how I look.
Right.
And I felt in… I mean, at least in my position in America, that was way more Photoshopped there. And they
really?
Made me look very different. But I think here, because people know how I look like in real life and because I'm on TV, if they go crazy,
yeah,
people will be like, that's not you.
No, for sure. If you're on TV, if you're on YouTube, you can't really Photoshop your photos. I just stopped using apps like Snow. And what else is there? There's like this PUED. I think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. There was a time, or I think it still might be trendy. There was a time where I used to take selfies with those and I just didn't look like myself. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm on YouTube. I cannot be posting pictures of my flawless skin when everyone knew I had acne at the time. And so I think, yeah, since you are on TV, they have to be careful, right?
Yeah. But also I personally don't like that. Yeah. Like that's what it is. That's what you get. Mm-hmm. That's how I look like.
Yeah.
I really don't like when people go too crazy.
Yeah.
So I always say I now get the final approval. Mm-hmm. So if it's too much, even with skin editing, I say don't do that, please. Don't just blur my pores. I'm human. I have pores.
I applaud you for that.
But in skin texture, it's normal.
Do you have pores? I can't see them.
On my nose.
There was a photo shoot that I did, I think earlier… No, last year. November last year. So exactly a year ago. And the photographer, he used only film camera. Mm-hmm. And so the outcome was just all natural. And my friends and I, we were like, wow, like we've never done a photo shoot where we were like, at least that pimple, but none, no edits. And I thought that was very refreshing because he kind of appreciated the moment and the realness of how we looked, even though the clothes we were wearing were intense. So yeah, I think nowadays it's slowly starting to change, especially because film photos is getting really big. And I know you're really into that. So
you mean film photos?
Yeah.
That's all I do.
Oh my gosh. You know, right away when the camera goes, it's like automatic.
Oh.
You know?
It's very automatic.
But so you have a lot.
I love shooting film photos. That's all I've been doing in my entire Instagram feed.
Film.
These days, it's all shot on
film. I love how that looks.
It has just such like a… I know immediately it feels very nostalgic, the photos. And they have something to it. And I feel shooting film, you focus more because you only have 36 shots per roll. And with your phone, you can take as many photos as you want. So you just go bam, 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 bam. Yes. Photo.
Have you taken photos for your friends? Let me show you what Ashley from Get Real taught me. Hold on. Let me just listen to this. Ready? This is how she asked me to take the photos.
Really? Mm-hmm. Continuously?
Yeah. And I'm like, this is so easy because it feels like I'm shooting a video. And she looks through all of them. She's very particular. And I know you guys, they're all nodding their heads. They're like, yep, we know. So Peniel all the time. She doesn't yell at me though. So that's love, you know. But yeah, there are so many photos whenever you take it with your phone. You're so right. I do… think maybe I should just transfer over to film because I hate choosing. It's like…
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very bad at organizing photos. Do you organize photos?
Do you mean the film photos or on your phone camera?
In general. Like the photos in your phone.
I actually started… Because I have 4 phones now. And
why? Oh my gosh, no.
I have an American phone.
Yeah, I know that.
I have a Korean phone. But you know, in Korea, when you make a phone number, it's connected to your ID number. And that's how you can verify yourself.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But my first phone number was made through Songbin, my fiancé. Uh-huh. So I cannot verify myself. And it's very… like even signing…
No, I know this frustration.
You know what I mean, right?
As an F4 visa holder, the 인증번호 is not okay. It takes
me insane.
So long. And I don't even know how to spell my name. Is it all caps? Is it just all lowercase? Do I space out my name?
That's
can
what
I just,
it is. Is it your last name first?
First or…
It,
yes.
It's always different. And on my name, they use my surname, my first name, and my middle name. So it's like so long. I type 3 things. They're like, you're done. I'm like, I need like 20 more spaces, please.
Oh my gosh. I know exactly what you mean. So you have a new phone with your name now.
I had to make it just to sign up for the vaccine. I had to make
it. Are you serious?
Yes.
Is that why you got it very quite late?
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean… there was just something on my to-do list I had to do. And now I'm getting a new iPhone too. So I'm like,
oh.
But usually my phones, my older phones, I always give it to my mom or my younger brother.
Oh my gosh. You're going to have to make a trip to Germany.
I deck them out with my old electronics.
That is
older.
That's so different because I recently upgraded my phone to an iPhone 12 Pro Max. And my friends are like, are you an influencer? Because before this, I had the iPhone 8. And I just am not… Like, when it comes to laptops and cameras and computers and software, I want to be on trend because I got to edit the videos, right? It's weird because I do Instagram too. And for my phone, I just don't want to upgrade it. I don't know why. And the moment I did… I'm working so much more.
Do you notice a difference?
Yeah. No, I'm working so much more now because of this upgrade. And I have this handheld device where I can take photos for Instagram. I can vlog if I flip it over in 4K. And it's super convenient. But I'm like, I need to stop working sometimes because it's just right there, readily available.
Get a flip phone next time.
Yeah, no, honestly, I would love to do that.
What are you writing?
I'm crossing out break because I don't have a break.
Crossing out random words on her script.
I know, okay. This is a secret.
That's very cute.
The viewers on YouTube have to find out what I'm writing about.
Important things.
The only reason why I upgraded it was because of the space. I needed more space.
Oh.
And then I decided to go from 64 giga
to
512. 64. And now I have so much space. And I take pictures for everyone because I just have so much room.
You're like…
Yeah. I love it. It's fun. But how many photos do you have in your phone?
Oh, so many.
Really?
So I actually start… Because I have so many phones.
Yeah.
Everything is so spread out. And that's something I feel quite sad about sometimes.
Because
when I want to look back… I never find anything.
It looks like this.
But then like I switch my phone and I never… I just always start a new phone.
Yeah.
I'm like, F all this old shit. I'm just going to start
fresh.
I don't transfer my contacts.
Get a hard drive.
I give my contacts to a few people and I'm like, you are in the loop. The other people.
Oh my gosh. I have 2,000 photos. Less than 2,000. 1,899. Because I delete it and move it right away.
That's amazing.
I just can't have all those photos. So, even though I have a 512 gigabytes,
very organized.
I can't.
Yeah. You're still living like a 64,
girl. I might come over. Seriously. I live like a 64 gigabyte iPhone 8. I will help you organize it if you want.
I have a hard drive. So I started
moving
because I have another way older phone with photos from like 2017.
Right. Uh-huh.
So I started organizing them on a hard drive. Like Christmas 2018. And I moved like all the photos in it. And I'm like, childhood photos. And because like my dad will randomly send me my childhood photos.
Aww.
And then they're just somewhere in my camera roll. And I'm like… So I started organizing everything. But I think I went through like 30,000 photos already.
I can never. I think 30,000 photos…
It's just… That's you just like look
lot.
Through and you select, yeah. move. It's like what I do in the evening sometimes when I'm bored.
Social media is very… What is the word? How would I want to describe it?
Fake.
Yeah. I wanted to find a more professional word to say that.
Very only highlighting the best things of your
course.
Life.
Of course. Do you know anyone who you've met… That feels very different from how they are in real life and social media?
Yes. I have. I mean, obviously not going to name any names.
Yeah.
But I know a few girls here. One specifically that edits her photos so much.
Really?
Like I would not recognize her. Like if I meet that… It's a completely different person.
Really?
But so when we take photos together… You're not allowed to post them. She has to edit herself in the photo first. But,
I've had that case before too.
Which I'm like, okay. But she edits it so heavily that she looks like this flawless other person. I'm just like, bloop, like next to her.
It's like half is snow and half is just iPhone only.
Yeah, I'm like eating like a sandwich next to her.
No,
like, and she's
really?
All like glammed up. And I'm like,
wow.
I hate this. But it's all good.
Yeah, okay.
What about you?
For me, it's more about like personality, mm-hmm. I noticed that a lot of my friends on social media are super introverted. But when mm-hmm. the camera gets on, they are so confident, which I think is amazing. So a lot of the times when my friends want to meet another friend of mine, they're like, oh my gosh, this person's so like extrovert. I was like, no, super introverted. It's very shy, but yeah, great person. And so I think social media, I had a conversation about this with another friend recently. And we were talking about how like there's pros and cons to social media. Mm. Pros because you get to express yourself and just post whatever really. But con is… like we mentioned, mm-hmm. it could be very fake sometimes. It's not
real. And it's
real.
Exhausting. Like, of sometimes I feel this pressure like I have to post. I have mm-hmm. to post
oh,
something.
Oh yeah. I
mean,
feel you.
You can relate probably.
Oh,
1,000%.
100%. 100%.
It's sometimes it gets so exhausting. And I hate taking photos with the purpose of posting them on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
I just like when I'm doing something, take photos, that's fine. But mm-hmm. specifically going out for the reason mm-hmm. to shoot photos yeah. for Instagram, it just… I absolutely hate it. It
no,
stresses me.
I know.
Like when it's natural, like, oh, we're having lunch or yeah. something. This is cute, this place to take photos. But
those are the best.
Yeah.
When you are just meeting up with a friend, you're like, wait, I want to take a picture for you. It's very candid, very natural. Mm-hmm. But now, oh my gosh, guilty of this. But you know how like sometimes when we come to dive, we have like an extra outfit because we're filming like mm-hmm. An extra episode or whatnot. I do that sometimes in one day for 4 different outfits. I carry around all those outfits just to get photos and content. And I don't talk about this on YouTube at all because a lot of people wouldn't really guess because I would have a bun up for one of them and then I would have my hair down. But like you said, I don't enjoy doing that. But I do need those days because if I want to enjoy the rest of my week, I'd rather get all of it done in one day.
That's actually really good. I had no idea. I was like, damn, Joan out and about every freaking day.
You know,
but
like the
tattoos.
That's
awesome though.
No,
yeah.
It's a lot of work and a lot of changing, a lot of mm-hmm. sweating. But it's worth it in the end.
Yeah.
Like when I went to Jeju-do, everyone was like, oh my gosh, you're always there. Like, are you there for a month? I was like, I took all those photos in 2 days. They don't believe it. Yeah, it's…
I thought you live there now.
Yeah, I
thought the same.
I'm still there actually. No. It's because I want to enjoy Jeju. I want to enjoy the time there. And when the camera is on, I feel like I just am more tense now. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like this before, but over the years, I have definitely gotten more sensitive. And I try not to like live through a lens now. I want to enjoy it. So mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, one day of the week, I'm going to take all my pictures and then, you know… chill
you can
out.
Just chill. That's yeah. actually a very good idea.
If you ever need help, I got you.
Yeah,
we can
please.
Plan a day.
Because Hongmin is so… my Instagram husband. That's what it is. But I mean, I take photos… Well, I take film photos of mm-hmm. him. And so we really enjoy that. And mm-hmm. like I mentioned before, we go on like photo dates
yeah.
together. Like riding our bikes mm-hmm. and take film photos.
Right.
But just like, oh, take some photos of me with
like
the
casual.
Phone. I think we're both just so annoyed by it. But then we're both like, ugh.
Oh, no.
We do it.
Trust me. Even if we do it, we're going to be like… It's so funny because when it's your turn, you don't want to get photos taken
yeah.
care of. But I was like, no. I got you, girl. I'm going to hype you up. And then when it's my turn, I was like, let's get this over with. So it's like you see
exactly
a shift in energy. And once you're happy and then when it's the next person's turn, you transfer that negativity. Mm. I don't want to say negativity because we are very grateful for what we do. It's just I feel like with COVID and everything, we're so limited to… You don't know when your curfew is up next or mm-hmm. if this place is closed or open or not. So I think because we're dodging all of that or we're trying to be smart
Live
about
with it.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
and we don't want to inconvenience anyone around us. So I think that's why it's gotten harder. But I feel like when things get more normal, I would be back on track and enjoying the content. Right mm-hmm. now, I'm just like very paranoid all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm. It's just… It might be just me. I don't know.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
It's definitely that tension always
yeah,
in the air.
It's always there. But I do want to have a shoot date with you because I know you're a film girl. I have a Leica Q that I used to love taking photos Ooh. With. It's just been sitting on my shelf for the past year.
Oh, let's take photos.
Yeah, no, I would love to. I love taking photos with a camera specifically for photos, if you mm-hmm. know what I mean.
Yeah, it's very different.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll teach you how to shoot on film.
Oh, no, please. I do want to get a… I have a film camera, but it's Supreme. So it doesn't really like…
I'll take you to some like old market. They sell yeah. like film cameras there.
No, that'd be fun. I would be so down.
I can just borrow one of mine. I've so
yeah,
many.
No, I
like,
think…
Another one.
Yeah, no. Please do teach me.
I actually just read a very interesting article about how this generation is the most anxious and like stressed.
Yeah.
And it all somehow links back to social media mm-hmm. and that pressure of showing your perfect life
yeah.
on these social media platforms. Mm-hmm. And what they were saying is because before, like when we were young, Joan, all we compared ourselves to were our peers, the people we were in class with. They're mm-hmm. from the same socioeconomic mm-hmm. kind of background as us. We're all kind of… The people you compare yourself with mm-hmm. are kind of on your same…
Yeah.
In your same field. Mm-hmm. In your same sport. But now you compare yourself with celebrities who…
Yeah.
It's just a whole different league.
Because right.
you cannot, you know, in certain ways… Compare yourself with them because they have a whole different means of living.
Right.
Like money. Mm-hmm. And I think that's… Definitely, I compare myself sometimes mm-hmm. with like… I'm like, damn, look at them. Like they're so beautiful and this and this and that. And they have all this stuff. And
yeah.
I know I'm very blessed.
Mm-hmm.
But still, I think everybody kind of falls for that. Like yeah. comparing yourself to this. And I think mm-hmm. that definitely brings the
yeah.
anxiety in.
No, seriously. Whenever people leave comments about… Oh my gosh, your skin is so perfect. I always respond with… It took a lot of time and it's still not perfect.
Mm-hmm.
There, when they comment saying, oh my gosh, you look so tall in this. I'm like, it's the angle, honey.
Oh
like,
my God.
I expose myself because, like, I mean, when they say nice things, it's great, but I don't want people to be like, oh my gosh, I wish I was tall as you. I'm like, I'm not tall. Like, I'm 5'4. so I try to be real on it because I know that there are people who are probably looking at our photos, our videos, and being like, oh my gosh, you know, I don't want you guys to feel that way because you're beautiful in your own way. And that's what this podcast is all about. We want you to treat yourself right because you deserve it. And everyone is beautiful in their own way. There's a quote. If they're like, oh, who will be you if you want to be everyone else? Like I said that totally wrong. But I'm pretty sure there's like many versions of that.
Mm-hmm.
But you're beautiful because you're you. And so… Yeah, I just want to wrap
yes,
it up there.
Joan with the positive messages. I love it.
All right. So we do want to share some of our tips and tricks on how we maintain our feed. I know you have a beautifully curated Instagram as well.
Oh.
I mean, I feel like for you, it's all about color, right? So I'm going to like take a look at your…
Oh my God.
Your
account. Because Joan is… I love your feed. It's
really?
All very monochromatic.
Thank you.
Very clean.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Do you want me to teach you a trick? Actually,
yes.
I always teach this to people who want tips. Oh my gosh, I've never done a video on this. So you guys are lucky.
welcome.
Pick your favorite 5 colors. So for me, it's black, blue… not blue, like dark gray, red, white, and there was like another color.
Uh-huh.
All my photos have this color in there. At least. And so that's why it looks very organized. So I'm going to show you. That's why I was saying like for your feed. Because it's so green. I feel like you have green and blue. That's going on for you.
Oh, it goes crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good because you have that color coordination.
But it's because of the film. Because it just naturally has that
right.
effect.
Mm-hmm.
I guess from the natural films.
And
so.
You've been going to a lot of nature. You've been…
That's me.
Right?
Just outside gardening, drinking beer.
But I feel like because of that, you have like this organized feed. And for me, because I focus on black, white, red, and that, I'm able to have this organized look. Does that make sense?
It does. And what I love about your feed, it's not just your face
oh,
the entire
time. Oh, I can't
time.
Do that.
But I think that's like where I always post photos of myself.
No, I love that. But no, I'm just bad at taking photos of myself. My biggest tip would be pick your favorite 5 colors and always have an item or a background or a piece of clothing that has that color. Mm. And then it doesn't necessarily have to be the same color next time, just as long as it's like that. You know, it just looks nice and organized.
I love your feet. I know I keep saying it, but I really do.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, feels weird.
It looks all right. Very beautiful.
Any cool apps you use?
For photos, I do like using this one app that this influencer / I guess businesswoman now.
What is it?
Tessa. Tessa?
Tessa?
T-E-Z-Z-A.
Oh.
She's someone I follow. She takes great photos.
Uh-huh. It's, That's the name of the app?
So it's her name and also the name of her app. Here, I'll show you her feed.
Oh, wow.
She does it very beautifully.
Whoa.
And she's pregnant right now, or she just had her baby. But she also made an app. And I like the app because they're here. You can look at it here.
Oh, wow.
So it's nice. It's very nice because she has like different filters already.
Okay.
And her filters are all very nice.
Okay.
And then you can also adjust just the regular settings, I guess.
Expensive? Like how much is it?
How much? I think like you pay like a monthly membership.
Oh.
Like $2-$3 maybe?
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But it's worth it. And you can also edit videos. Within the app. A color. So it's just coloring basically. Yeah,
same. I'm sort of the same way as you. I don't really do too much edits. I always care about the color. Same. And I use ViscoCam. And it's nice because they have a free option and they do have a lot of filters you can work with. But once you do that, I think you pay yearly and it's like $20 for an entire year. Mm-hmm. And you can edit the color of your videos as well. And there's so many filters to play with. And whenever I have a blemish, I'm very lazy. I don't blur it. So if you actually zoom into some of my photos, you could see the redness and scars. But if it's looking really bad, I still don't do the blemish tool. I grain it.
Oh, yeah.
I grain the photo.
100%.
Yeah, it just looks more natural.
That's how you get some skin texture.
Yeah, no, seriously. So there's my secret, guys. Oh my gosh, I'm exposing myself.
How do you get your photos all to look kind of the same? Even though they're taken in different lighting, indoors, outdoors, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I have a thing where I do not like taking photos, a lot of photos indoors. Mm-hmm. If I do take them indoors, it has to have natural lighting.
Mm-hmm.
I care so much about… Oh, yeah, you too, right?
Yeah.
And then if it's… And outdoor, I usually take lots of photos. I don't like artificial lighting so much. But at night, when you're in like a nice like… I wanted to say club. Not club, but like…
club.
A dark… moody atmosphere.
Where are you going at night?
Like dark, nice bars and cafes. Like, let's say that. I like a good flash.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. So, I don't know. I don't focus too much on flash photography. I didn't learn photography. So, you are probably going to have to share more about that. Do you have tips on that?
For lighting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're doing basically… It's just even light is very important. And I think indoors, especially… lightings inside buildings, it can be very harsh, especially if they come from the top and they give you some weird ass shadows on your face. Especially like here, I hate those like super strong, what's it called? The
bright fluorescent lights.
Fluorescent lights. Mm-hmm. So I think if you want natural light, but don't, if you also stand right in heavy or strong sunlight, it also gives you crazy shadows.
Yeah.
So find something that's underneath, like a roof. And just stand one step back so you're in the shadow, but you will still get all the natural even light on your face.
So away from direct.
Yeah. So if
lighting,
you just step in like under like a roof or something, like just one step. So it's still very bright and you get the natural light, but it's even on your face.
Mm.
And then cloudy days are the best to take photos.
I 100% agree with you on this. Because gray is one of my colors. I don't like sky blue skies. I love looking at it. It makes me feel good. But for my feed, I do not want blue.
You need to move to London.
I know, right? Or New York.
Yeah, very cloudy.
Yeah, Portland. Not California.
So bright. You know?
I know, but I do love the natural light. I love golden hour in LA. Just beautiful lighting as well. So yeah, I just like to play around with it. I just kind of you know, accept what Mother Earth has in store for the day. I'm like, oh, today's gloomy. All right, let's go. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. Okay, so let's take a look at some Photoshop edits.
The haters will say it's Photoshopped.
Oh my gosh, you're so trendy.
It says it right here on the script. Oh. Diane is the true creative genius.
She is.
She's so in the loop with the lingo of the current time.
So we're going to take a look at some Photoshop fails that we found from editorial. So we're not going to focus so much on individuals. We're just going to take a look at the final edits and kind of react to them, I guess.
Talk about it?
Yeah, let's talk about it. So first, we have Adam Levine and has a missing torso.
Oh, because the other model's leg is basically covering half of him, where you would see the rest of his upper body on the other side of the leg. Because she's like standing over him.
Yeah.
He's kind of leaning down.
I would not have known that this is Photoshopped.
He's missing his body.
the thing is, I don't look so closely at photos. So I can't really tell if someone is Photoshopped or not. So I'm like, what's wrong here? Because it seems like the leg can cover that side of his body. So I guess Photoshop works for people like me because I can't tell.
I always do that when I look at ads in magazines. Uh-huh. Or I always look at the Photoshop. Or if there's billboards or at the bus stop, uh-huh. I'm like,
okay.
Here… Because I can't tell because I use Photoshop for work, for my mm-hmm. photography. So I know when people do stuff.
Right.
I can see it. And if I cannot tell, that means uh-huh. they did a good job.
Oh, to me, they did a great job.
He's missing part of his body.
I can kind of see it now. I took a closer look here. What if he's just like super flexible? No? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm trying to, you know, be on Adam's side here.
He is hot.
Okay.
He used to be totally my type.
Really?
Not anymore, but…
Okay. Good save.
Yeah. All right. I like this other guy.
Next photo. We have a photo with Reese Witherspoon.
There's Oprah Winfrey. So many hands happening.
What's going on here?
There's red circles on the photo.
What's wrong with her legs and calves here? I don't get that. Okay, Stephanie's the pro of… What's wrong with Oprah's hands? I don't get it.
She has an extra leg. See, there's a leg 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. So this is a leg 2.
Oh, so maybe they combined a few photos. They probably combined a few photos.
So they usually do that. Because like one person will look better in the one than the other. So they put them together.
Is that how it's done?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm imagining like K-pop groups like Girls' Generation.
Well, them sometimes they shoot them like all single.
Separately and then put it together.
They do that too.
Oh my gosh.
But it's hard. I mean, in this photo, Reese Witherspoon is sitting on Oprah's lap.
Uh-huh.
And Oprah has two of her hands, one on her own waist and then on her thigh. Mm-hmm. And then also one around Reese Witherspoon's waist.
Uh-huh. So this time
so
it's not here.
So just three hands.
Oh, I didn't see the hand. I thought it was part of her dress.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I wouldn't have caught that.
I love looking for stuff
like
that.
Oh my gosh, really?
It's my favorite.
I've never done like… professional photo shoots like this. Mm-hmm. So I guess I just wouldn't know. Like I didn't think that people would take photos separately and put it all together. I mean actually Kim Kardashian posted on Instagram about how North was having a day and she didn't want to be part of their Christmas card. And then the next day she wanted to be part of the Christmas card. So they did a full on photo shoot for North and then they edited her in. So okay, I guess that makes sense. I just never really like pieced it together for everything. Really.
I think now, I don't know if it has passed yet, mm-hmm. but I know in European Union,
mm-hmm.
in some countries, I mean at least Germany,
mm-hmm.
they were talking about putting disclaimers on photos
uh-huh.
saying that Photoshop was used on this ad.
Okay.
I know if they've done it yet.
I think they slowly…
But they're talking about it.
They are incorporating that.
Being like, this was Photoshopped. This mm-hmm. is not real.
Yeah. In guidelines for some beauty sponsorships that I do, they all say no filters, mm-hmm. no edits, please. And so I think it, before I used to not get that. Like even 2 years ago, it wasn't part of the guideline, but now it is. Mm-hmm. So I guess, I mean, it's a good thing, right?
Yeah. I think so. People can at least, I mean, I just assume everything is Photoshopped. Mm-hmm. All the time.
Really?
Yeah. For like big campaigns, it's not talking about social media, but like ads, you see like big ads, 100% of Photoshop. Or they'll make it like a whole thing. We didn't use Photoshop. That's like then the whole concept of the campaign.
Yeah.
Even though that should just be a given.
Uh-huh.
It's just so weird because with like Photoshop, I get like fixing like small things. Uh-huh. Okay. Like I said, like blemishes, but reconstructing entire people, giving them very… strange body dimensions. Mm-hmm. That's taken too far, I think.
Yeah. I do notice that some people, they edit and you know, like the building looks very curvy. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Damn, that's such a beginner mistake.
No, there was like a whole parody in Korea, like in the summer. Two comedians, they have a YouTube channel or they were part of a YouTube channel where they sort of made fun of these bad edits. It's called, they were called Mad Monster and they used the snow filter to shoot their music videos and they just look like aliens because their head was like this tiny and then, you know, I don't, you haven't seen that?
No, but have you seen some of the girls? I've noticed specifically a trend in Asia where some girls… Mm-hmm. They have like these alien faces and like these really weirdly long limbs.
Right.
Like not realistic in any way. Mm-hmm. It's so like gigantic eyes and just tiny face. Like very, very, very obvious. Yeah. And people will be like, "You're so hot." Like in the comments. And I'm like, this is not
You know
a
what's
real
the
person.
Worst? When you're trying to do… When you're trying to find a place to eat or a cafe and you're like, oh, what is this place? And you look at their location and it's just like all selfies of the same type. Yeah. I do not like
this
those.
Editing style. Oh, sometimes it's so scary.
No, but you have to take a look at the music video for Mad Monster because you'll know exactly what I mean because they just look so funny. You know? So funny. Yeah, it went viral in Korea. And I think because people could somewhat be like, oh, I've definitely seen that before. That's,
yeah, this like specific look.
Right.
Oh, someone hates when something for fun, I'll put a filter on him and take a photo. He hates
Even
it.
Even for like Instagram filters? Like,
I mean, I'm not allowed to post that. Oh, he's like, don't post that. I look ridiculous. Gets very mad.
You're like, I'm coming for your brand.
I'm just like, hee. And I just take stupid photos of him. But Like he has like a cute bow in his hair, like with a filter, and he's all like
for memories. Oh my gosh, we have to do all the promos for this episode with filters, okay? We have to do it.
Oh, we should.
We should like swipe up, or actually just click this right here because they changed that. I do not like how they got rid of swipe up.
Oh.
Okay, that is a whole different thing. So we'll get back to the photo. Sorry, we're talking a lot today.
A lot. I was going to ask you about the Instagram blackout yesterday.
Oh, I was so happy.
You noticed?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't notice until I tried using WhatsApp to call my family.
It's WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram. And there was like one more. I loved how I couldn't access it because I didn't have to care.
I was just confused. I'm like, why can I not call anyone?
Twitter and TikTok was like, you know, where it was at.
Because I always call her over WhatsApp. Uh-huh. So she does not pick up when I call her on FaceTime.
Oh,
she's just like, I don't know this number. Because I don't think she saved it.
You got to go back to Germany when you have the chance and give her the phone. Be like, this is how you use FaceTime.
Oh, we have full-on classes.
Oh my gosh.
She'll like with her little notebook writes down things. And it's very sweet. Yeah,
so cute.
She can use WhatsApp and that's like good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like my mom is like really into Kakao. She's so like, she has like the stickers and everything.
That's
and I'm
cute.
So bad at responding to text messages. And so she's like, why don't you like update your… She was like, there's like a shortened version of Kapu or something. I don't know. Uh-huh. It's like your Kakao profile. And I'm like, I haven't changed it in 10 years actually. And she like always calls me out. I'm like, change your picture. You don't look like this anymore. I'm like, I don't want to. So my mom is more tech savvy with that. I don't know if this was cute, but there was like a meeting that was like circulating around the internet. It's about like Facebook and someone was like, so are you going to get rid of Finsta?
I saw that.
Oh. Like, how do you get rid of Finsta? And she was like, I don't think you understand what I'm trying to say here. It's like another account. And she's like, so are you going to get rid of it?
He's like, we can't.
I know. Oh my gosh.
Oh. It's
It reminded me of that.
It's very adorable.
Yeah. Next one, we have the lovely Gwyneth Paltrow.
Is her thigh missing in this photo?
I don't know. I don't know. Stephanie, I have no idea.
It should tell you what's wrong.
No,
even with
arrows.
The arrows, I don't know. Okay, what is it?
Oh, I see. Because the leg, it would not stop here. It would go here.
Wait, but if you stand like this? No, it doesn't make sense.
Diane's
I'm trying to recreate this pose.
Come on, the arrows are there. I'm like, I really can't tell.
No, because she doesn't have… her crotch is missing. Not, it's, like the gap between like where it meets
your
torso.
You know what it is? She should be standing this way. So this should be her leg and then… I don't know.
Because then her toes are the wrong one.
What's going on?
It's weird. It's definitely not. It feels like her legs are…
We have Pretty Little Liars.
Oh my God.
Ashley Benson is missing a leg. Wow.
She is missing
her
full-on leg.
How did they miss
leg.
That? Or why did they approve that? I mean, actually, it kind of goes in theme with Pretty Little Liars because it's a very freaky show. So maybe… No. I don't know. All right. I think we're done with these. Like, these are… yeah, we're done.
There's just… all kinds of body contortionism going on.
Yeah. All right, we're done with this. Haters will say
it's Photoshop.
But it is Photoshop.
It is.
So we're not haters.
Don't get too stressed out looking at other people's social media because also they are just curating. Mm. That's why it's called curating,
right.
Almost curating a feed.
Yes.
It's because you're these people choose what they want to show. So don't beat yourself up too much. But if you want to also be a little bit vain, you can totally.
Yeah, it's okay.
Go for it.
Have your photo shoots. Take all the photos you want. Embrace it. Enjoy.
Yeah, show what you want to show.
Do what
it's
you
all
want.
Good.
Yeah, just don't mislead people and enjoy the moment. I feel like that's the problem with like social media these days. Everyone is so focused about getting the perfect picture, getting the perfect memory, but kind of do what I do. Take all the photos in one day and just do your thing. Enjoy the vacation. Enjoy the coffee, the food. Just
don't just do it just for the gram.
Yes.
We talked for a long time.
We really did.
It was fun.
It was a fun topic to talk about. Mm-hmm. But we will have more topics that we will be sharing on the Beauty Bar. So make sure you are staying up to date on our show. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. Full episodes on youtube.com/divepods.
Also, please join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thedivestudios for exclusive content and ad-free listening from the Dive Studios Network.
Once again, subscribe to and review this podcast and make sure to check out the next episode as well. We'll see you there.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day.